Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
It's September and students are heading back to school. Unlike last year when the pandemic forced schools to shutter and students to pivot to learning online, this fall schools are open for in-person instruction. Although COVID continues to disrupt life with 100,000 Americans diagnosed and 1,000 deaths every day, school feels surprisingly normal. There are a few indications of contagious illness, hand sanitizer, posters reminding kids to social distance, but schools feel pretty much the same as the before times. There is one obvious difference, though. Students are wearing face masks. For such a small piece of fabric, masks in schools have been a huge controversy. Whether students should be required to wear masks has provoked shouting matches and protests at school board meetings from coast to coast. With some states mandating masks in schools and other states banning masks, the debate has moved from classrooms to courtrooms, both proponents and opponents filing lawsuits in 14 states. As a teacher, I wear a mask all day too, following the CDC recommendation of indoor masking by students and staff. And I'm trying to understand parents' concerns about kids wearing masks. Not comfortable, doesn't like it. This is about more than comfort. With COVID surges among school-age kids, it's a public health emergency. Masks reduce the amount of respiratory droplets spread by students, protecting your child and other students from getting sick. Masks are temporary and non-invasive. Nobody loves wearing one. But if masking is what it takes to keep our kids safe and our schools open, then I'm willing to be uncomfortable. Seatbelts are uncomfortable too, but they save lives. And I've noticed something interesting. My students don't mind. The kids are calmly putting on masks and getting on with their schoolwork. Unlike the adults raging on TV news, students are taking it in stride with a mature and uncomplaining attitude about wearing masks. They get it. The kids are all right. It's the grown-ups who are having mask meltdowns. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.